Wreck Beach is Vancouver's world-famous nude beach, located on the westernmost point of Point Grey. Wreck Beach regulars are telling us its unique natural landscape is threatened by new development at the University of British Columbia. James Lowen is here to give us the latest damage report from Wreck Beach. Hi, James. Thanks for dropping in today.
Hi, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're a member of the Wreck Beach Preservation Society?
I am.
Yeah, what is that about?
Well, the Wreck Beach Preservation Society was formed in 1977 to protect Wreck Beach from development, from encroachment, and also to celebrate the naturist lifestyle and advertise it in a manner that would bring sympathetic people to the beach.
How did you get involved with this?
I got involved when I met Judy Williams, who is one person powerhouse, who's the person responsible for developing the Wreck Beach Preservation Society. And if there's any one person in Vancouver who is mainly responsible for having protected Wreck Beach over the years, it's definitely Judy.
Well, most of us are familiar with Wreck Beach, at least by reputation. Can you give us an idea of the landscape and wildlife we can find there?
Well, Wreck Beach is the coast of Vancouver, the westernlymost coast of Vancouver off the Point Grey Peninsula, and Wreck Beach itself stretches for 7.8 kilometers and is a beautiful natural place that is, as we imagine, it looked for many hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. And the beach has a fascinating history. Can you tell us what happened in the 70s and early 80s to make Wreck Beach what it is today?
Well, I first became aware of Wreck Beach at the age of about 15 when there were arrests going on there for people sunbathing in the nude. And at that time, certain activists had planned a nude in to protest the arrests, and it very much put Wreck Beach in the public eye and helped establish it as a clothing optional beach. Certainly before that, we've heard many stories from people whose experience at Wreck Beach goes back to the 1920s, sunbathing there in the nude. So certainly Wreck Beach's history is longer than we might sometimes imagine.
Mm. Yeah, and we hear that the development that's planned is large scale. Can you tell us about the risks associated with these towers that they're building?
Well, it certainly is a large-scale development consisting of four 20-story concrete high-rises, which are placed in such a manner as to loom over Wreck Beach. And for your listeners that haven't been there, and for those who haven't been there for a while, I'll just remind them that Wreck Beach is a very beautiful place, and when you're there, it's quite a miracle in a sense that you're 20 minutes from a major city, and yet you're surrounded in every direction by nature, and it's spectacular nature, as you know we're familiar with here on the West Coast. So the idea of suddenly into the middle of this building four 20-story towers is something we were very opposed to when we heard about it just over a year ago.
And you're still opposing it. The Wreck Beach Preservation Society is on record opposing the new development.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
We did as soon as we heard about it, and we were rather upset because the plans for this had been developed in secret for several years. And when it was announced, and I use the term announced very loosely, to the public, it was done so in a meeting that was held during a snowstorm. And three members of the public were able to attend, not well advertised, and certainly the information that the public needed to hear about it was not forthcoming from the university.
Right. What stage is the process in now?
The first of the four towers has been built to a height of 18 stories. Originally, it was scheduled to be 20, but when the building was already three-quarters complete, we realized that they had actually, the plans were exceeding the legal height limit. And when we found that out, UBC was forced, in a sense, to curtail their building and to stop at 18 stories rather than going to the full 20. And as a result, the building is not as visible on the beach as it would have been, although it still is an eyesore.
It is still visible.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, I assume that they have done environmental assessments on this design. And what is? Have you been able to gain access to those environmental assessments?
Only recently to some. And all during this year of our struggle against this development, UBC has not been forthcoming with these studies that they were claiming to have done. At this point, we still have some experts that we would like to view them and to comment on them, and some of this has not been done yet. So we as yet don't know all the details of that.
Now, there's a lot of risks that we're hearing about, and there's, in fact, there's possibly already been some environmental consequences to the building. There's something that happened this past winter.
Right. Aside from the visual blight, the area just under the buildings or across from the buildings is an eroding cliff face, and almost directly opposite the first tower is an area that has three times this year slid quite significantly, and prior to that had shown any movement for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. So our concerns are very much for the stability of the cliffs.
Mm-hmm. This is the area when you come down the main stairs and go to the right and follow the beach around to the north. There is a large area of just sandy bluffs and so on.
That's right, but actually it's to the south.
It is?
Yes, but it is, okay. You're right. As you come down the stairs, you go to your right, and this is to the south.
Uh-huh, but it is the same kind of topography, which is sandy, very, very steep,
yes.
Unstable
yes.
bluffs.
Yes.
Right, and...
And very beautiful.
Yes, and very natural, and
yes.
I think it should remain. This is a nesting area for eagles.
Absolutely. This is one of the most spectacular places in Vancouver to view eagles. And
mm-hmm.
in the summers, in the winter, you can watch the eagles fishing,
yes.
Actually landing in the water, teaching their young to hunt, yes. Encouraging their young to fly when they're fledglings in the nest. And presently, you know, up until now, the highest thing that you could see there were the eagles swooping above. Now, unfortunately, we see the top two floors in the penthouse of this monstrous building.
How far back from the cliff are these buildings located?
The one that has been built is the one on the site that is the rearmost building. Plans were to have the foremost building only 140 feet from the cliff's edge. We're not certain now what UBC's plans are because they have changed them slightly, to our understanding, to move that firstmost building back a little bit and bring the height down a bit. But we still are pushing for more.
Mm-hmm. And the risk assessments say it's all right to build giant towers on the edge of an unstable cliff?
Well, apparently mm-hmm. so. You know, I think they've chosen their experts very carefully to say these things. However, the public outcry is growing as people realize, you know, just how horrific this the visuals are and how unnecessary it all was, when UBC students themselves show an overwhelming preference for low-rise buildings.
Mm.
And the area certainly would accommodate that, and the number of beds that they wish to build for, you know, without having gone to high-rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course there's the possibility of a real tragedy if that cliff face did give way in a really substantial
yes.
manner
yeah.
and those towers went down with it. That would be probably the worst case scenario.
Well, certainly on further north along the beach, that is a concern with other buildings, including the Museum of Anthropology and the President's Residence. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, a number of steps have been taken to reinforce those cliffs, but we don't want to see that happen here. We'd like to see the whole area kept natural.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. As long as there's the trees can grow and the plants can grow and they can anchor the soil down.
Hopefully, yes.
Mm. But it is a natural process, you know, this erosion. It is actually the ocean.
Yes.
There are high tides and storms and so on that
yes.
we can come to expect.
Well, you know, it's uncertain as to what the next 100 years will bring,
yeah.
but there's a very strong possibility that further erosion will bring the edges of those cliffs much closer to where the buildings are now.
Mm. Could end up being very expensive.
Indeed.
Now, word on the street is that UBC administrators are very difficult to work with. I hear they tend to be arrogant, misleading, manipulative when dealing with the public. What has your experience been?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It has been an eye-opening experience dealing with UBC. One would hope that a university of UBC's caliber would exhibit a certain kind of setting an example for the world and recognizing the beautiful surroundings that they have and protect them. And in fact, in 1992, UBC did have the wisdom to set down a document that would suggest that any future building on the site would remain under the tree canopy height. And yet, when the current administration is faced with these facts, their response is, oh, those documents aren't legally binding.
Fortunately.
Yes, fortunately for them. But, you know, fortunately, the public has not forgotten that or not noticed what's going on here. So we're seeing more and more people, both residents of the area and visitors to it, students and staff and faculty of UBC, all quite upset about this kind of gung-ho developer mentality which is currently running the show at UBC.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is very puzzling, you know, because there's the instability of the cliffs, there's the unwanted high rises, and then there's the issue that these people will be able to see Wreck Beach from their windows.
Yeah, well, they will, and that probably is the least of our concerns because Wreck Beach is a public beach, and we invite everybody who wants to enjoy it to come down and enjoy the beach. However, one of the joys of this beach is that you, as I mentioned earlier, can come from the city with all the stresses left behind, and within a very short time, because of the fact you're surrounded by this beautiful environment, you just let go of your troubles, and Wreck Beach has a very healing ability to heal the people of Vancouver and around the world. And to now see this building front and center is just the height of, poor planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it is supposed to be cheap student housing, and I just wonder if the students might be a little distracted from their studies in the top floors.
Oh, I don't think so. I think if students want to go to Wreck Beach, they'll probably just run across the street and go down the trail, and they'll be at the beach like they do now, you know, depending on wherever they live.
Yeah, that's true. And it's one of, and you were right about, you know, it being a really beautiful, isolated, natural space. That's what I love about Wreck Beach, too.
Yeah, it's something that we, one good part of this whole struggle of this past year is talking with people from around the world. Some people come here from as far away as Europe and everywhere, actually.
Japan.
Yes, indeed. Yes. From all over, from Russia, from everywhere.
Yeah.
And world famous is putting it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And very often people comment the reason we come here from Germany or Taiwan or Russia is because where we're from, there's nothing like this. Mm-hmm. This is unique. And the fact that it exists so close to a major city makes it all the more special, valuable.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's easy to get to.
And easy to get to.
And it's accessible for everybody.
Not as easy to get away from, but
that's
a bit
true.
Of a climb.
When it starts to get dark.
Yeah.
And so I understand that they're saying now that their development policies are not binding. They can do whatever they like. And what about the public input? I understand that's not really binding on them either since they've already made the decision.
And we have pushed for public input for the last year. And initially met with a great deal of resistance, but now we have the support of members of the GVRD who actually are responsible for Pacific Spirit Park, of which Wreck Beach is a part.
Mm.
And they are now beginning to do their job of protecting the park values, one of which is the beautiful views. Mm. And so we're quite hopeful that this next step, which is the beginning of phase two, the building of the remaining three towers, will have public input.
Mm.
And in fact, UBC has surprised us with the meeting that is going to take place next week on Thursday, June the 9th. Mm. And this is going to be an opportunity for members of the public to come and view what is in the plans for the next phase of this development.
Can you run down the location and the time of that meeting?
Sure. It's easily accessible. It's at the in the Student Union building at UBC, in the Art Gallery, which is on the second floor, room 238F.
Mm-hmm.
And it's next Thursday, June the 9th, at 4:30 to 7:30.
All right. Yeah, and the Student Union building is located very close to the bus loop as soon as you get off the bus at UBC. Yeah. And so the Wreck Beach Preservation Society, I guess, got its start protecting people's right to go naked to the beach.
Part of it, and also defending the beach from encroachment.
They actually wanted to pave a road down the wreck beach at one point, didn't they?
There are still some who do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it could, yeah, they put all kinds of rationalizations on that, I'm sure. It's emergency services and so on.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Make it accessible for people in wheelchairs who can't get down the stairs.
Right. Well, one of the reasons Wreck Beach remains the way it is because it is a little bit of a, you know, you do have to make a bit of an effort to get there. Mm-hmm. And we are very concerned about the idea of a road because it would bring elements that we don't want to invite to the beach.
Mm-hmm. It would make it easier for the police to patrol.
Well, we don't mind the police. Actually, the police have done their part, and we meet with them on a regular basis to discuss issues around the beach. And the RCMP that look after that area have been very good. We are sad to see one of the best officers we've ever had leaving that area now. We've been working with him for the past couple of years, and Robert Plowman, and we're very sorry to see him go because there's been a good relationship between the Wreck Beach people and the RCMP for the most part.
Mm-hmm. And the GVRD constables and inspectors?
They're, for the most part, they're pretty good. It's been an ongoing education process between us for the last, now I guess, I'm guessing 10 years, something like that. Mm-hmm. And some of these people are very compatible and very much understanding and very much enjoying this scene that they work in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just make sure you have your dog on a leash when you go down there obey the leash laws.
Yeah. Maybe even sometimes just leave your dog at home where they're in the shade, because in the summer it's a sad mm-hmm. thing to see people bring dogs that aren't well looked after, if mm-hmm. that's the case.
Yeah, there's no spigots down there for fresh, clear drinking water. It's just salt water. It can be very hot and dry.
Actually, there's a no dog bylaw at the beach during the summer months. So we try to encourage people not to bring them at all.
See, I'm not up to date these days. It's been a while since I've been down there.
Oh, you should come soon. I think we're in for a bout of good weather coming up again. And if the past stretch of good weather was any indication, it's going to be a beautiful summer at Wreck Beach.
Right. Yeah, well, so far, and thanks to the work of the Wreck Beach Preservation Society, the only structures that you can see on the beach are made out of tarps and beach umbrellas. Some of them are made out of logs. There's some areas that have been built up with rocks that have just been taken from the tidal zone and piled up to make a little. And of course, I think usually these have to be rebuilt year after year when the winter storms tear them out. There's a place that's called the Condo where people have done some leveling of sand and planted some big leaf maple trees for shade.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some sort of temporary structures there that we don't encourage too much building, but you know, it certainly helps to block the wind in some cases if somebody wants to go down on a day that's not totally a beach day.
Yeah, that's what I recall as well. So can you tell us about how people can get involved in protecting Wreck Beach?
Well, we have a website, which mm-hmm. is at wreckbeach.org. It's just been updated, and we're in the process of recreating a new website, which should be up later this summer. People can certainly contact us through that. They can come down to the beach and just talk with others, and you know, one or another of us are usually around to be able to help people if they want to channel their energies to either protecting the beach or doing some kind of volunteer work. It's always very much appreciated when it's offered.
Yeah, you have volunteers picking up trash there. And good for you. Yeah, it always looks wonderful.
It's a great place.
It's wreckbeach.org, so people can get involved. I understand there's going to be great attendance at the public meeting on Thursday at UBC from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Oh, yes. We really invite everyone who's even the least bit interested to please come and show your support.
Mm-hmm. And is there a petition drive going on as well, or are people being urged to contact the GVRD?
We have just started another petition, and in one weekend of collecting signatures, we have over 1,000. Our previous petition was over 23,000.
Wow.
And we also encourage people to write letters to UBC, and at last count, that was over 500. And so our new petition is to encourage people to support the GVRD line of sight, mm-hmm. which says that when you're standing at low tide, you shouldn't see any buildings.
Mm-hmm. Have you been getting any support from the Student Environment Center at UBC?
Very much support from the students. We have students currently working on papers around this subject, both the social aspects, the anthropological anthropological, maybe you can say it, Jane.
Anthropological.
Thank you. Those aspects. Uh-huh. And so we're very encouraged. The student involvement is great.
Oh, good. All right. So, yeah, again, people can get involved by going to recbeach.org online. They can drop in at the Student Union Building 4:30 p.m. on Thursday. And they can also come down to the beach. And I believe that there's usually, on the weekends, there's usually members of the Rec Beach Preservation Society. There's usually a little table up there at the top of Trail 6. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
No hard and fast hours. It's all geared towards the sunshine.
Yeah, and most of the beach is clothing optional.
Yes, indeed. So for those who haven't been there and maybe feel a little bit uncertain, you're going to feel quite welcome, and I'm sure that once you're there, you'll feel quite natural about it.
There you go. So I want to thank James Lowen. Thank you for dropping in today and giving us the report from Rec Beach.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening.